Welcome back to Solving Your Health Puzzle, where we discuss the interferences that are affecting your health. Today we've been talking about chronic fatigue and the causes of chronic fatigue. We've talked about exercise, we've talked about some allergies and some autoimmune conditions and thyroid problems and adrenal problems. Now we're going to be talking about digestion and its effect on chronic fatigue. You know, chronic fatigue has many causes, and again, one of these is the digestive system, that where people are not digesting and assimilating their food. Now, I'm going to make this more simple for our purposes here, because digestion can get a little complicated. Now, if a person has a stomach that does not produce enough stomach acid, this will affect the body's ability to absorb vitamin B12. Now, one type of anemia is vitamin B12 deficiency anemia, or what is also called pernicious anemia. Another anemia is the folic acid deficiency anemia. Now, these anemias are nutrient deficient anemias, which means you're not getting the nutrients in your diet. Now, when this occurs, it's often because people are either not getting enough of the nutrients in their diet, or they're not able to digest the food to absorb and assimilate these foods. Now, the common American diet that is processed and full of artificial foods are classic examples of people that are just not getting these nutrients in their diet what the body needs. You know, these foods actually have empty calories, so they're a lot of calories, but there's no nutrients that provide the nutrition for the body. Now, what has to be done is to take care of the problem, in addition to taking the nutraceuticals or supplements to heal the digestive system so the vitamin B12 can be absorbed, or the folic acid can be absorbed. To do so, we need to take some stomach acids or hydrochloric acid in the form of supplements. Now, with the meals, you take these, and it helps you to break down and digest these proteins, which is essential. Now, you know, when I see a person who has anemia, when I look at a CBC on a blood test, this is a good sign that there is maybe an underlying cause of digestive problems, things that are not going on with the digestive system. Without sufficient stomach acid production, a person will also need digestive enzymes. You see, it's the digestive enzymes that need the hydrochloric acid to be there so it can stimulate the production of these digestive enzymes from the pancreas. Without the hydrochloric acid, it just doesn't happen.
For those persons that are taking medications to suppress stomach acid because of acid reflux, this creates a problem. Most people's stomachs are not producing too much acid, even when they have acid reflux. A hiatal hernia is often present, where the stomach is pushing through the diaphragm, and acid is able to get up into the esophagus and irritate it, causing the irritation from the stomach acid.
Now, this is where a manual treatment to pull down the stomach is very effective, using an instrument called a percussor. It's non-traumatic and a lot easier to do than surgery.
Another aspect of red blood cells is our blood pH. Our body works constantly at keeping our blood pH at a perfect range, which is a very small range, from 7.35 to 7.45. Well, I read right out of my daughter's anatomy and physiology textbook that when your body is on the acidic side, the oxygen won't bond to the hemoglobin on your red blood cells as well. So if you have a blood test and it comes back normal and shows you have enough red blood cells and enough hemoglobin, if you are acidic, your hemoglobin still might not be able to carry as much oxygen to your brain and muscle tissues because its oxygen carrying capacity has decreased because of the acidity. So eating more alkaline foods found in many vegetables and other alkaline-forming foods are important.
So correcting dietary habits when needed is also very important, as well as reducing stress.
For those people that have gallbladder dysfunction, and included in that category are those who have had their gallbladder removed, they will always have a digestive problem. A dysfunctional gallbladder is one that has gallstones, or a thickening of the bile, or a liver disease. The liver produces bile, which is sent down a little tube to the gallbladder that stores the bile. The bile is very important because it's used to emulsify or digest fat in your diet. So if you are taking any essential fatty acids or eating a steak or chicken or anything with some fat in it, the bile is needed to digest that fat that is needed to be done before it can be absorbed. If not done, the fat is not going to be assimilated into the body. 30% of your diet should be good fat. Now, when you have that meal with fat in it and your body needs the bile to digest that, and it can't get to the small intestines because of a dysfunctional gallbladder, you will not be getting your essential fatty acids and fat-soluble vitamins absorbed. When you have your gallbladder removed, instead of your gallbladder sending the bile to the small intestines, the bile just trickles slowly from the liver to the small intestines continually. So the bile isn't available in sufficient quantities to digest the fat when you need it. You don't need it when you're not eating. It needs to be available at your meal.
So having good digestion with sufficient stomach acids, pancreatic enzymes, and bile salts to digest food is part of the resolution of correcting chronic fatigue. So that is done with supplements. What I'm seeing more and more of is people coming into my office that also have a problem with gluten. They are allergic and intolerant to it. And when this occurs, it most often affects the digestive system and that the villi, the lining of the small intestine, becomes damaged. This occurs because the immune system of the body reacts to the gluten and the wheat and other grains that contain gluten. When this damage to the small intestine lining occurs, it prevents the particles of food from being absorbed. So this causes a maldigestive problem. Now, you are not what you eat. You are what your body digests and assimilates into the bloodstream. Now, I've found that many people do not realize that they have a problem with gluten. They just do not feel good. They're tired. They have chronic fatigue. They know that their digestive system isn't working properly, but they just can't figure out what's going on. They may have allergies to many things. The amazing thing is that they may even not realize that they have any problem with digestion or with wheat or gluten. Now, I've had a number of people come into my office whose main complaint is elbow pain or dysfunction to their fingers or wrists as a major complaint. But gluten may be the culprit. 30% of the population in the United States have a genetic predisposition towards celiac disease. That is an autoimmune disease where the immune system overreacts to gluten and attacks the small intestine, damaging it. Another interesting statistic is that only 1 in 50 people that have a genetic predisposition towards celiac disease actually have the condition. An interesting discussion is why only 1 in 50 people that have the genetic predisposition for celiac disease actually have the condition. But celiac disease, or conditions like Crohn's disease and other conditions affecting the digestion and the ability to digest and assimilate the food you eat, create fatigue and anemia, is all a part of this problem here. The anemia coming from the inability to digest and absorb the food you're eating from these digestive disorders. So, if you are not digesting and assimilating the food that you eat, you'll be vitamin deficient, mineral deficient, and even essential fatty acid deficient. This leads to many other health problems, liver dysfunction, because many of the processes that occur with the liver are nutrient dependent. It will also affect the immune system because it is also nutrient dependent. So if you're having chronic or recurring infections, a weak immune system whereby the immune system is not strong enough to fight off those invading organisms, guess what? Chronic and recurring infections are another part of fatigue.
Yes, acute and chronic infections do cause fatigue. The acute infections, whether they be bacterial or viral, will make a person tired. The chronic infections also may be a major culprit for fatigue. Chronic fatigue syndrome can be caused by having a chronic infection. Epstein-Barr virus or cytomegalovirus or herpes virus are examples of viruses that can cause chronic fatigue, and a person often doesn't even know that they have a virus. A person that has a chronic infection does not have to feel sick in a way that you may feel sick inside or have a temperature. A statistical report recently came out that said that the deaths in the U.S. from hepatitis is higher than it has been for years. It also said that many people who were found to have the hepatitis virus did not even know it. A person who has herpes virus or some other kind of virus may not even know about it either. We just don't have enough time to explain to you everything right now. That is why we are offering you, for those who call right now, a free CD for your personal computer on solving the health puzzle, the 6 steps to wellness. That is a $35 value. We're also reserving, for those who call right away, a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can learn how to solve your health puzzle. That is a $100 value. Now, if you are hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we will also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us right away at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and mailing address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and mailing address so that we can get it right and you can get this CD and you can schedule your appointment. Again, that is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. That is 801-943-3355.
More on Solving Your Health Puzzle coming up on Talk Radio 105.7 FM, 570 AM. Welcome back to Solving Your Health Puzzle, where we discuss the interferences that are affecting your health. Today we've been talking about chronic fatigue and how much of a problem and how complicated it can be because there's so many things that can affect a person's energy levels. Chronic fatigue. We've been talking about exercise, we've been talking about sleep, we've been talking about digestion, we've been talking about infections, and we've been in the middle of talking about these infections and how they can affect people who have chronic fatigue. So we're going to continue on with this. Now, yes, these infections, whether they be viral or bacterial, yeast or parasite infections, may not produce the symptoms that keep you down as feeling sick, but they can very much contribute to chronic fatigue. Now, if I find these infections frequently, and when we go over these infections, I find these kinds of infections frequently, and we get over these infections with homeopathic formulas. Homeopathic formulas are really helpful in removing these infections, these bacterial and viral infections, without antibiotics. Now, I frequently find that a person's energy level goes up dramatically. It will be very dramatic in many cases, but they are huge in taking care of these infections.
We could also talk about the importance of balancing hormones, like estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone with chronic fatigue. With these imbalances, saliva testing is very important because it measures the level of the free hormones that are the active hormones. Most of the hormones, even the thyroid hormones, are attached to proteins like globulin and albumin. Only the unattached hormones are the active bioavailable hormones that the body can use. That is why we measure cortisol, DHEA, testosterone, estrogen, and progesterone hormones with a saliva test. It is very accurate, even more so than measuring these hormones in the blood. The adrenal hormones and the thyroid hormones have a close relationship with their levels when we're looking at the hormonal component of chronic fatigue. What most people don't realize is the thyroid gland needs progesterone to be healthy, so it shows how complicated it can be to get to the core of the symptom of fatigue. Our glands, hormones, and systems are very interdependent.
Now, with all these stressors that are affecting a person's health, I haven't even talked about the toxins and its effect with chronic fatigue, and it is a major factor. It can be quite confusing to decide, where does one begin? Now, a person might ask, do I have to do everything? Let me explain it this way. Now, I like to compare these stressors as having rocks being thrown at you, like we read in the Bible. You know, all these stressors are a stone being thrown at you. They all hurt and they all do damage. Some are large stones and some are smaller stones. Some hurt worse and do more damage, and some do not do as much damage and they hurt less. But for most people, you would want to remove all the stones being thrown at you. They all hurt and they all cause damage. Now, let's say if you have 30 stones being thrown at you. This is 30 stressors in the forms of allergies and sensitivities that your body is reacting to. Emotional stress as unforgiveness or fear of not being smart enough or good enough or unforgiveness. You know, from eating foods that are not organic that have pesticides or other heavy metals like mercury from eating a lot of fish. You know, nutrient deficient because of a poor diet and the inability to digest your food. Chronic infections. You know, when you think about all these things, this is a lot of things that are affecting your energy levels. You know, as you remove these stressors, you will be able to start to feel better. The more and more stressors you remove, and given the time for the body to heal, you will get better and your energy returns to normal. It's just basic physiology, restoring your dysfunctional physiology to normal function.
Identifying and removing all the different interferences and stressors is how to solve this health puzzle when a person has chronic fatigue. Covering up the symptoms with drugs just doesn't seem to make sense. It's best to get to the core of the problem and remove them to solve these conditions. Every person has a choice to make to get healthy. I use the analogy where if you put your hand over a flame of fire, as you feel the heat, you can do one of three things. You can leave your hand over the burning flame and let it continue to burn you. That is what people do when they ignore their symptoms. Or you can leave the hand over the burning flame and pour a pitcher of water over the hand to cool the hand. That is what many medications do. They suppress the symptoms but don't get to the underlying cause of the problem. Then there is the choice of removing the hand from the fire. That is what the holistic healthcare does. It identifies and removes the source of the problem. With holistic medicine, we identify the cause and in many cases causes of the problem. Toxins, allergies, nutritional, structural, emotional stress, and then remove them.
So now we're going to be talking about these six different interferences. Now the first is structure. Those are the injuries from being in a car accident or skiing accident. Sport injuries, bending and lifting, poor posture, repetitive movements. Now these are the structural problems. You know, if a person is in pain, that drains a person of their energy and they become more tired and fatigued. That is why it's important to make sure the structure is working properly. The muscles and the alignment of the spine, the shoulders, the posture. Having good posture is much more energy efficient, and correcting the posture can bring a person's energy back. So if that is the cause of fatigue, correct your posture. A person may have poor posture from one or more of the six different interferences. Now the second interference is electromagnetic interference. That is the power lines in our neighborhood. The wiring in our homes, microwaves, computers, television, cell phones. Have you ever sat at a computer for 6 to 8 hours? How did you feel afterwards?
Pretty tired.
That's the effect of electrical pollution. You know, I've had several patients who have experienced fatigue and exhaustion, and electrical pollution was a major factor. These people work around or exposed to electric wires around where they work and at their homes. They're sensitive to this electrical pollution. Now, I've had these patients carry with them a multipolar magnet, and their energy increased dramatically. It was like a miracle. All they have to do is carry around the multipolar magnet, and it protects them from the electrical pollution. A multipolar magnet is not a regular magnet. The other types of magnets do not have the same effect.
The third interference is nutritional. This is the food you eat, how your body digests and assimilates the food you eat. Hormone balance, infections, bacterial, viral, yeast, and parasites, and taking of supplements. We have talked a lot about this earlier in our program.
Now, one of the things that's important about nutrition and getting the benefit out of our food that a person eats is leaky gut. Now, we really did not talk about this earlier. Leaky gut, or what may be called hyperpermeability, is where the food is not digested fully before larger particles of partially digested food leaks through the gut lining. These larger particles of partially digested food, once they get through the gut lining, are now circulating in the blood. Now, they are not able to be used because they're partially digested food. They're too large to be used. They're actually foreign particles and are a major cause of food allergies and arthritis.
So when a person is not digesting their food like they should, the nutrients they eat are not being utilized, and they can become vitamin deficient. So proper digestion and eating good, nutritious food is essential for a person to have good energy and overcoming fatigue.
Now, it's amazing. You know, when people are eating good, nutritious food and are able to digest and assimilate them, their energy levels go up. People who do not have the ability to digest their food have a big problem with this. This is a major problem. Now, the fourth interference is the allergies, the food, the environmental, and even to self. Allergies and sensitivities contribute to many health problems, from fatigue, asthma, sinusitis, digestive problems, headaches, back pain, tendonitis, and many other symptoms. The list is very long. It's a great mimicker of many health conditions.
Allergies also contribute to digestive problems. Allergies affect the body in so many different ways. For those who have allergies, like the autoimmune allergies, the food allergies, it often affects the digestive system. When this occurs, the body's ability to digest food will decrease, which leads to the inability to absorb the food. Leaky gut develops. The result is becoming malnourished because of the improper digestion of food.
Now, the reason we talk about allergies is because many people that I've treated for their allergies report to me how their energy levels improve when their allergies are removed. Now, I do a treatment called a CERT, the Allergy Sensitivity Elimination Reprogramming Technique. You know, it removes allergies by changing how the immune system responds to an allergen. The change is a neurologic change in the brain. It's not a chemical change, but a neurologic change. It's based upon acupuncture done with a cold laser without needles. It changes the way the immune system reacts to food, the environmental, and the autoimmune allergies, which is where the immune system attacks its own body, tissues, and fluids. The beauty of the treatment, it treats all three types of allergies, the environmental, the food, and the self, the autoimmune allergies. It takes one treatment to remove one allergy, not 5 years. Now, each treatment takes about 15 minutes, and then you wait about 24 hours, and the allergy is permanently gone in 99% of the cases that I've treated. People do not know what they do not know. Allergies can be treated successfully, and it does not take years of taking shots.
I've seen and talked to many of these people, and they're so grateful to feel so much better when they don't have these allergies. For those people who have allergies to food, hay fever allergies, it changes people's lives when they no longer react to their allergies. Allergies cause so many symptoms. Most people who suffer from asthma have allergies that are triggering the asthma. Once the sensitivity towards the allergies are removed, the asthma dramatically improves, and the need for the asthma medication is greatly reduced or is even eliminated. This treatment changes lives because it works.
That's the beauty of the ASSERT treatment. It works, it's fast, and it lasts. Now, the fifth interference is emotional stress, and I want to take a moment here and talk about that. It's the anger, the unforgiveness, the fears, the phobias, the beliefs that are not true. They just do not let go of the past. Now, emotional stress drains a person of their energy and is a great contributor to fatigue. Just think about it. Do you feel energized or tired after being under stress for a period of time? You know, how about a stressful day at work? You come home, you're exhausted. Many stressors are subconscious, so they are affecting us, and we do not even realize it. Take, for example, gluten intolerance. One of the symptoms associated with gluten intolerance is fatigue. I've also found that there's a huge correlation with gluten intolerance and emotional stress. You know, I've been working with a young lady in my office who has gluten intolerance. We actually did a lab test to see if she had gluten intolerance, and we could see the antibody levels were raised because of her gluten intolerance. She actually had a genetic predisposition for it. After getting her off the gluten, we've been working with her on the emotional component. And as we remove those emotional component towards the celiac disease and other stresses, she just came into me just today. And she said, what a major difference. It's turned me around 180 degrees. Her confidence in herself, her energy level just totally turned around. It's like she's a new person. One of her concerns was weight loss because she has, with her gluten intolerance, she hasn't been able to lose weight. Now she has the confidence to do so. And it's because her emotions have been released. She's no longer showing the same kind of a reaction to the gluten intolerance. So emotional factors are huge in overcoming these stresses.
Time has just run out. We just don't have enough time to explain to you everything right now. That is why we're offering you, for those who call right now, a free CD for your personal computer on Solving the Health Puzzle, the 6 Steps to Wellness. That's a $35 value. We're also reserving for those who call right away a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can learn how you can solve your health puzzle. That's a $100 value. Now, if you are hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we will also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us within the next 10 minutes at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and mailing address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and mailing address so that we can get it right and you can get this CD and you can schedule your appointment. Again, that is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. That is 801-943-3355.
This has been Solving Your Health Puzzle with Dr. Stuart Yeager.